Romans 11, God's plan for Israel. I say then, has God cast off his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God did not cast off his people for whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have destroyed your altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what was the answer of God to him? I have left for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the calling of grace. But if it is by grace, it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The chosen obtained it, but the rest were hardened, according as it is written. God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and eyes that they should not hear to this very day. And David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bend their back forever. I say then, did they stumble that they might fall? God forbid. But by their fall, salvation came to the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if their fall is the riches of the world, and their loss the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? But I speak to you who are Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle of the Gentiles, I glorify my ministry, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy them that are my flesh, and may save some of them. For if the casting away of them is the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And if the first fruit is holy, so is the lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them, and did become partaker with them of the root of the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast over the broken branches, for you are but branches too. For if you boast, remember that it is not you that supports the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Well, because of their unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by your faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Behold then the goodness and severity of God. Towards those that fell, severity, but towards you, God's goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise you also shall be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of that which is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted, contrary to nature, into a good olive tree, how much more appropriately shall these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? The ultimate salvation of Israel. Brothers, I would not have you ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits, that a hardening in part has befallen Israel, until the full number of the Gentiles is made up. And so all Israel shall be saved. Even as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and he shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my covenant to them, when I shall take away their sins. As touching the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching their calling, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you in time past were disobedient to God, but now have obtained mercy by their disobedience, even so have these also now been disobedient, that by the mercy shown to you, they may also now obtain mercy. For God hath shut up all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past tracing out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? And who has been his counsellor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory for ever. Amen.